bringing it back to my house, Rosie on the house. We're here to answer any question you might have about a remodeling or maintenance or repair issue around your house, home, castle, or cabin. You join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. But we're on one of Rosie's rabbit trails right now. We're welcoming any phone call that would come in where you'd like to talk about home improvement. But this hour right now, we're on, like I say, a bunny trail for a dark sky.
You know, I don't really think it's a bunny trail. It's kind of a quality of life issue. And if you're a listener who lives in a dark sky community, I'd love to hear from you this morning and just see how big a process it really is. It looks complicated. And as a matter of fact, if your community earns dark sky certification, then you get checked every year annually. You're held accountable to that standard. But we also have tips just for, you know, anybody who's in a community where it's not interested. There's things you can do to protect your night sky. But the Dark Sky Organization was started in 2001. And they have like a 5-point goals, but it's basically to identify communities that are aware of how important the dark sky is, and they educate and they make changes. And, you know, Tucson is acknowledged for being the darkest sky for a city of its size.
Oh.
They've really made some giant efforts down there. So, you know, depending on where you live, it's a bigger job or not. My dad lives out by Bartlett Lake, and he was very interested, and I just don't think it'd be much effort for them. You know, they don't have street lights. Their houses are spaced far apart, you know, so it'd be kind of a fun designation for them.
Well, we got here by doing the whole month of September on lighting in, about, and around your house. Indoor lighting with statewide lighting. We had earlier in the month, and they're still running their special. If you're contemplating remodeling any of the lighting or light fixtures in your home, if you'll just use the code word reinvent or Rosie at Statewide Lighting, they'll give you 20% off your total order. We actually had a family drive up from Casa Grande to the Statewide Lighting showroom to take advantage of that. So if you'd like to do that, do so.
Well, and I called over there this week. Just to see what, I called Bob. He's one of the sales managers over there. And he was saying they do have people come in because there are designations on different fixtures. You can actually buy an IDA, which is the acronym for International Dark Sky Association. They actually have fixtures that are marked compatible with that. So you can go in and just say, hey, Bob, you know, I'm trying to do this thing at my house and I want to, you know, just diminish my amount of impact on the night sky. What can I do? And they'll have fixtures for you.
That's incredible. And that's for your outdoor lighting. There isn't any reason your outdoor lighting needs to be a glare bomb or necessarily shining up or shining across your property lines to light up other areas of your neighborhood.
And, you know, to become a dark sky certified community, you don't have to be, what's the word? It's gone. But it can be a community, it can be a neighborhood, but the city has to, whoever controls the public lighting has to buy in too. But on an individual,
yes,
on an individual basis, there's kind of a three points of education. One is light only what you need. So if you're just trying to see the back door, don't light the whole backyard kind of thing. And then all put shields on your light. So like if you have walkway lights or floodlights, make sure that they're directed down. So you're just not trying to flood everything. And then also use energy efficient bulbs, which we're all trying to do anyway, and warmer colors so that also diminishes. So any kind of amber color or like even the bug lights, anything that takes out that bright white light.
Well, there you go. The dark sky.
Oh, just real quick, darksky.org. has a whole list of things to educate, all kinds of posters you can print out and stuff. And they even have a letter if you have a neighbor who's got lots of glare bombs that you can, it's a little template.
Oh, do they really?
To your neighbor, yeah.
I love that. Pre-pin it so I don't have to worry about offending anyone unnecessarily. That's awesome. Oh.
And I can testify to what our guest was saying about, you know, people have never seen the Milky Way. I remember at one of the growing up going to Lake Powell was one of the things that, you know, a week on a houseboat, got to go with the cousins a few times. We went a few times. And one of the guests that we brought one time were up on top of the houseboat. And he's like, so, and I mean, this is like, we're in our 20s. And he says, so where's the North Star and how do you find it? I'm just like, seriously?
Mr. Eagle Scout, you couldn't relate to that.
Like, I said, they're up there every night. How have you not figured this out yet? I guess if you just did live in the city your whole life and you couldn't even see them, you wouldn't know.
We've got one of our favorite returning guests in this next segment. Y'all stay tuned. Dr. Sky is going to join us.